This is a reading from John Fonte, Cast the Dust, on page 145. But big events were coming, and I had no one to whom I could speak of them. There was the day I finished the story of Vera Ripkin, the breezy days of rewriting it, just coasting along, Hackmuth. A few more days now, and you'll see something great. Then the revision was finished, and I sent it away, and then the waiting, the hoping. I prayed once more. I went to the Mass and Holy Communion. I made a novena. I lit candles at the Blessed Virgin's altar. I prayed for a miracle. The miracle happened. It happened like this. I was standing at the window in my room, watching a bug crawling along the sill. It was 3:15 on a Thursday afternoon. There was a knock on my door. I opened the door, and there he stood, a telegraph boy. I signed for the telegram, sat on my bed, and wondered if the wine had finally got the old man's heart. The telegram said, "Your book accepted. Mailing contract today. Hackmuth." That was all. I let the paper float to the carpet. I just sat there. Then I got down on the floor and began kissing the telegram. I crawled under the bed and just lay there. I did not need the sunshine anymore, nor the earth, nor heaven. I just lay there, happy to die. Nothing else could happen to me. My life was over. Was the contract coming via airmail? I paced the floor those next days. I read the papers. Airmail was too impractical, too dangerous. Down with the airmail. Every day planes were falling, covering the earth with wreckage, killing pilots. It was too damned unsafe, a pioneering venture. And where the hell was my contract? I called the post office. How are the flying conditions over the Sierras? Good. All planes accounted for? Good. No wrecks? Then where was my contract? I spent a long time practicing my signature. I decided to use my middle name, the whole thing, Arturo Dominique Bendini. A. D. Bendini. Arturo D. Bendini. A. Dominique Bendini. The contract came Monday morning, first-class mail. With it was a check for $500. My God, $500. I was one of the Morgans. I could retire for life. War in Europe, a speech by Hitler, trouble in Poland. These were the topics of the day. What piffle, you warmongers, you odd folks in the lobby of the Alta Loma Hotel. Here is the news. Here, this little piece of paper with all the fancy legal writing. My book. To hell with that Hitler. This is more important than Hitler. This is about my book. It won't shake the world. It won't kill a soul. It won't fire a gun. Ah, but you'll remember it to the day you die. You'll lie there breathing your last, and you'll smile as you remember the book. The story of Vera Ripkin, A Slice Out of Life. They weren't interested. They preferred the war in Europe, the funny pictures, and the Willa Parsons. The tragic people, the poor people. I just sat in that hotel lobby and shook my head sadly. Someone had to know, and that was Camilla.